It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Our final Live and Direct for the year. Soccer Practices Geneva Alexander Masters has a new project called Important. She released a new instrumental EP a couple of days ago and joins us in studio for a live performance. Geneva, hello.
Sup?
Yeah, stoked to have you here. We're going to hear a couple of tracks and then we'll have a chat about this new project. So whenever you're ready.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We are about to embark on an adventure. This is important. Make music on public transport. Call your loved ones. Wear ethical clothing. Grow a vegetable garden. Learn Tiwio Maori. Behave decently. This is important. You are important.
Cheers.
Important performing live in the 95BFM studio for Live and Direct.
Yeah, cheer. Hi.
Hello.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you so much. Great track. Ooh.
yeah, that one's about making pancakes at the zoo. Have you ever wanted to do that before?
To be honest, I haven't been at the zoo in a very long time.
I've never made pancakes there. I just realised one day, I was like, man, someone should, it's got a good rhythm to it. Pancakes at the zoo. So, yeah, it's all about in the moment, really. kind of coming up with whatever silly thing there is and without restraint, turning it into a song.
Mm. And maybe if we could talk about self-doubt. Let's start there.
Oh, yeah, let's start there.
Lines about pancakes at the zoo. would that normally fit into other projects that you've been a part of?
No, not at all. I think the thing is about doing a solo thing is that you are totally allowed to do whatever you like, whereas if you work with a team, it's kind of like you've got to all collectively agree or at least feel like you're in on that, whereas with Important, everything that you do in it is important and therefore justified. So yeah, I mean, self-doubt doesn't really exist. You don't need it because it's not important.
Mm. and so along with EP of instrumentals, you accompanied it with some text saying it's all become too much. This is important. Make music on public transport, call your loved ones, wear ethical clothing, grow a vegetable garden, learn Te Reo Māori, behave decently. This is important. You are important. Did that come before you made any music, or did that come as this project kind of bloomed?
Well, it developed because I thought, like, it does all become too much about, like, the standards that you're supposed to be at. Like, you're supposed to be moralistically, spiritually, intellectually perfect at all times. It's 2018 now. You should be woke. You should be this. You should be that. You can't say these particular words. Like, sometimes I actually like saying whatever I like on my mind, and sometimes it's offensive. But I think that practicing remorse is probably the best thing.
Staying true, practicing remorse, being sorry.
I didn't really answer your question. It's a rant.
And did the rant come before the music or as you started making?
Ranting and raving. I don't know if that was a good example of that, but here it is.
Here it is. and rants feed into this project, right? Was it Midnight? You schedule a post,
yeah.
A rant.
Yeah. So I thought, like, if you're a band, you should probably have a band page. Like, every band has, like, a Facebook page now. So I didn't really have any music released at the time. I've got, like, a bunch of compilations on, like, SoundCloud. But I thought instead of kind of pushing the SoundCloud element all the time and being like, listen to my music, I thought I would post a rant and some kind of Photoshopped image from stock photos, because I'm obsessed with stock photos and how ridiculous they are. But also, this project came out of like a pretty dark time where I was really sad, and I would make these, like, you know, really cheesy, fruity dance tunes just to cheer myself up. And I know so many talented musicians, like people who have gone to like performing arts school and stuff, who haven't even released any of the songs that they keep on their computers. And it's so, like, I kind of want them to do it. Like, because this is ridiculous. This is important. You know, being ridiculous is important, for me anyway. But for other people, it could be something else. And I think, it's like a really personal thing, you know? Like, you should be able to express yourself, but you should also, like, be a bit silly and be allowed to be. But at 12 a.m., I noticed that heaps of people, like, who are suffering from depression or anxiety, like I was, or am, I guess, I don't know, tend to stay up late on the internet. And so it's kind of like for them, but also for just people who stay up late.
Hmm.
The night owls.
Yeah.
What's up, my night owls? You're just waking up.
Hello.
Hello.
You've got Amelia's Secret up in an hour or so. That'll keep you going as well.
Oh, yeah. Chargy, chargy.
I was wondering, like, has music... Has it always been, like, this is the first time you've gone solo, right? This is the first time you've made some music
by
yourself?
I mean, going solo has so much baggage to it. I mean, it's really just, I'm waiting for Soccer Practice's second album to come out. We haven't played all year. I think the last time we played was like Te Papa or something.
Yeah.
But we decided not to play until our new music came out.
Yep.
And we've been doing this really awesome, extensive process where we've been going to Roundhead and it's like the best of the best and working with Patty and it's really amazing getting funding to do that.
Yeah.
But also it's very considered and sometimes you just want to be like, boosh, like, here's
pancakes
a dumb
jaka,
yeah, shaka, brah. Like Crabman. What do you think Crabman would do?
Probably spill his juice on the floor.
Yeah, God.
Crabman, give me the juice. Crabman.
Shaza. But yeah, I reckon a lot more people need to implement, especially in New Zealand, especially to like battle sad times or bad times or even anger. I mean, God, it's all going, it's all a bit much.
Yeah.
Yes, especially around this time of year. So I'm going to be doing a post at 12 a.m. every night until like New Year's Eve. And then everyone's going to be like completely rinsed. So we'll have a break after that, I reckon.
Yeah, let's talk about fun. People in, I mean, lots of the musical circles that we both travel in, people take their music very seriously.
Oh, yeah. I take music seriously too.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that point you've been making of about the importance of fun or not caring is something that does get overlooked.
Yeah.
And it's something that, like, that's why we do it, right?
Well, musicians tend to get a bad rap because they move on very quickly, like musically or relationship-wise. I don't know. I've just noticed that there are a lot of good bands that end because the buzz is no longer the buzz anymore. Like a year down the track, it just doesn't work anymore. Or even just particular relationships break down. And that's fine. It's just that a lot of people can't forgive them for it. Or you see like a band that's been around for ages and then they don't play the songs like they used to because they've moved on from those songs, but they still have to play them because they're popular. Like Bob Dylan's a good example. He's always messing around with, you know, all of his tracks because he knows that his fans will die if it's wrong. But he's the one that made it. So it's like, what's important? Like, what's good? Yeah.
So we've got posts out until the new year. We've got this instrumental collection that we can listen to on SoundCloud.
Yeah, like a little compilation of just like some fruity ass tunes.
Yeah, we've got, but you're singing on that last track. And this all kind of came about because you performed at a Christmas party that I organised.
Yes.
And then Hunter from Tuesday Morning Glory was like, important sounds bloody great. I was doing the door. He was doing the door down the wine cellar and sent me like a recording of you perform and be like, this is great. This is really good.
Oh, cool.
And
Shot Hunter.
And so I guess we're talking about how things aren't set in stone or aren't, you know, you're just kind of having fun and taking it as it comes. But will there be more music is, I guess, a very
I think part of the reason why I released instrumentals is that they all have lyrics over them. It's just that I just wanted to have something out.
Yeah.
Now.
Yep.
I'm impatient.
Yep.
I just want to do that. But yeah, I want to just like get a good microphone, really.
Oh, yes.
That's all I need. All I need is an aux cord and a mic. Like, bam, done.
Done.
I'm also using this as an opportunity to learn about sound production, just like on my own. I'm a kinesthetic learner. I have to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes sitting in a classroom and talking about my feelings, if I can, I don't know what they do, but I just need the program and the mic. Thank you. Done. So yeah, I'm probably going to release this next song. And the one after that is my favorite. So this one's called like When You Cry, because it's about crying.
Yes.
And the next one is called Call Failure. Because have you ever called someone and then they just don't, and you don't get through? There's no throughness with the calls. What are phones invented for if you can't even call someone? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, I understand that. There's something to be said for you know, you don't always have to respond immediately.
But sometimes you need immediacy, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe I'm a psycho.
Oh, gammon.
Ah, gammon.
All right, we're going to hear these couple tracks.
Sick.
We're also filming them as well, you know, classic BFM, live and direct, we're filming them.
Yeah.
There'll be clips of this out in the new year, 2019.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be New Year's Eve next month. How about that?
How about that?
When's Santa Claus coming, though? Oh. I hope he's Māori.
Same here. Geneva, important. Thank you so much.
Oh, cheers, Zach.
And whenever you're ready.
Cheers.
Was live and direct thanks to NZ On Air Music.